Okay. We left off, I guess you could call it last semester. I had an IOU, which was the DAF 30, Chelik 3, right? The whole question of Gezalakim. Because if you recall, we asked ourselves the question, I forget how many answers we had on the board, five answers or something. What happened to Mitzvah Avera? The Sugya of Avankri. You aren't worried about Mitzvah Avera. And we give a few answers, but some of those answers, the Ramban and the Raivin and others said there's no Avera. And some of them said that there's no Avera because it's only a guy's field. And we're not Choshe, it was a Jew's field, right? That we saw in the Ramban and the Mi'iri. The Ramban says, remember there was a Tel Sofer, at least the old-fashioned Ramban, says Adaita, when it clearly meant Arisa, right? He says, it's not Arisa de Yisrael, right? They didn't steal from a Jew, they only stole from a guy, and therefore there's no problem with Mitzvah Avera. And the Mi'iri said, maybe they stole, maybe they didn't, and even if they stole, maybe it was from a guy, not a Jew, and there's no problem with Mitzvah Avera. So we have the Shita of the, one Shita is the Ramban, and the Mi'iri, and the Urayin, which we will mention in 1 second, who say that there is no problem of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera if it was stolen from a goy. They answered, the three of them asked the kasha of mitzvah avera, and answered, oh, there's no problem with mitzvah avera, because it was only stolen from a goy. We're not choshu stolen from a Jew. What are the odds? They point out, it's in chutzlaretz, right? What are the odds in chutzlaretz? I know the anti-Semites say the Jews own everything, but that's not really true. The Jews own a little. They're only a small percentage of the population.
Even ba'aretz, there are people who deny it.
So what are the odds it was stolen from a Jew? Pretty slim. We're not close to stolen from a Jew. No problem with Avera. Who,
which very, very famous Rishon would obviously agree to this.
Which very famous Rishon would obviously agree that there's no problem with Avera if it was stolen from a guy. The problem is only if it was stolen from a Jew.
Rashi,
actually, it seems to me that he changes the gears of the Gemara. Right? This doesn't seem to be a comment. This seems to be his girsa. He says, Stam Akam Gazli Arisa Mi Yisrael Ninhu. And then it's clear that's his girsa, because then he writes the parish. Stam Goyim steal land from Jews. And just in case you weren't, it wasn't clear yet, Vishema Osakarka Mi Yisrael Hava. Stam Goyim steal land from Jews. They also steal from Goyim, of course. They don't only steal from Jews. But they're equal opportunity thieves. But maybe this land is from a Jew. So Rashi goes even further. Says Rashi. Why do I say that Rashi goes even further? Rashi actually says that, what does he imply? Maybe it's stolen from a Jew. If it was stolen from a guy, there'd be no problem. Right? Rashi says the whole sugya is only if stolen from a Jew, which means that if it was stolen from a guy, not only is there no problem with mitzvah avera, right? If stolen from a guy, there is no problem with mitzvah avera. And if it's kosher, that means there's no problem with mitzvah avera. What other problem does not exist? If it's kosher, exactly, no problem with, and no problem of Lachem. This is as opposed to Ramban and the Meiri and the Urayim. The Ramban and the Meiri and the Urayim say, if it's stolen from God, there's no problem with Mitzvah Avera, but there is a problem of Lachem. But there is an issue of Lachem, and that's why these, they both have coolers when you steal from a God, but in two very different.
Don't bother, it doesn't work anyway.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. It beeps. That's what's important. No? That's why they have two totally different ways of reading our sugya, right? Meaning, how do you read our sugya? Just not Makadish, just explaining. According to Rabbi Yireyev, that our sugya, the case is Gezel Akum. The case in our sugya is Gezel Akum, it was stolen from a guy, right? And the case is Gezel Akum, and the sugya is worried about Lachem. Right, that's why they say, the sugya is worried about Lachem, but not about mitzvah b'avera. Because mitzvah b'avera is not a problem for an akum. Only Lachem is a problem. As opposed to Rashi says, our sugya can't be about Gezel Akum. Because the sugya is Gezel Akum, there's no problem with Lachem, and there's no problem with mitzvah b'avera, there's no problem at all, and we don't need a sugya. Rav Huna wouldn't have said anything. So he says, the case in our sugya is Gezel Yisrael. But in Gezel Akum, there would be no need for a sugya. Because in Gezel Akum, there's no psul of Lachem, there's no psul of Mitzvah Avera. Gezel Akum's het is Gwat, Lahadrin. Who agrees with Rashi, by the way? Who agrees with Rashi that our sugya is only if you stole from a Jew, but if they stole from a guy, there'd be no problem at all. Did we see anyone in our Makoros? Ah! I gave you the Orzarua about this?
Yeah.
I didn't give you an Orzarua about this. I gave you a Riaz.
Riaz. Oh. What? Oh.
The Shilta Giborim, right? Quoting Walsh and Riaz. The Shilta Giborim quotes Riaz. The Riaz is the grandson of the Tosus Rid, right? The Rid was Rabbi Shai Detrani. And the Riaz was his grandson, Rabbi Shai Detrani. That's why the Aleph stands for Achron, Rabbi Shai Achron Zal. So, who agrees with Rashi? We saw the Riaz. The Riaz says in the back, he says, don't do this avankri thing, right? Don't take your own harava that you need from a field of a goy you might have stolen. And he says, but it's only a problem in countries where they steal a lot of land from Jews. If the country is mostly goyim, they only steal from goyim, it's no problem. And I didn't give it on the sheet, but there are a couple of Rishonim who agree with Rashi. There are a couple of Rishonim who agree with Rashi. The Smag has the girs of Rashi in our Gemara. The Rid, not in the Tosas Rid, but the Piskia Rid, which is on the Bar Ilan, has the Girs of Rashi in the Gemara. The Rabbi Yerucham quoted in the Magen Avraham, and it's really there, has the Girs of Rashi.
I thought the Riyaz says that you're not Yotze if you're Gezakim Flipnage because he could be Mokkan, I mean, he could be Mozart.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, give me a second. I'll explain myself. Okay, the Rashi and the Riyaz and others hold this. Now, we just have to figure out the Svara. There are two different shitas here. One shita says, of course, if you steal from a guy, it's not yours. You have to worry about it being yours. That's what our sugi's dealing with. But there's no mitzvah of avera if you steal from a guy. Why? What's the svara? She'ein mitzvah of avera begezel akum. What's the svara for the shita? Who holds that there's no mitzvah of avera? The Ramban and the Meiri and the Urayim and Rashi and the Riaz and others all hold there's no mitzvah avera. Someone tell me why there's no mitzvah avera. What might you answer? Why does the Urayim say there's no mitzvah avera? What does the Urayim say? There's no mitzvah avera. The Urayim says our whole sugya is only worried about lachem. It's not worried about mitzvah avera. So there's no mitzvah avera if you steal from a guy. Why not? Because the Urayim holds, this is a minority shita, he holds that gezel a guy, he doesn't quite say mutter. But, what does he say, almost? It's Asr Midrabanim Mishum Chilul Hashem. Right, I think he even used the word Midrabanim. He doesn't say explicitly, does he? But he says, it's only Asr Mishum Chilul Hashem. And, what is Rashi? And that actually works out well for Rashi and Sanhedrin, right? Rashi could be Lushitase. Rashi says there's no problem if you steal from a guy. What does Rashi say in Sanhedrin? He says the Isr of Gezel a guy is only midrabanan because of Chil Hashem. That is not the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. The Pashup Shad of the Gemara is that in Bava Kama, in the 10th parak, they darshan from Sukkim. Most Tanam darshan from Sukkim. Right? Acharinim kargu latiyalo. It says if you sell yourself as an Eved Ivri to a guy, what did the Torah say? Ah, you can be redeemed with proportional repayment to the money. Okay, why not just take the guy back? No, because you can't steal from a guy. And then there are other psukim, and the psukim says you can take spoils of war from the goyim. But take spoils of war from the Goyim, that means you can't normally steal from Goyim. So the mainstream shot is that it's Issur D'oraisa in all circumstances, but, says the Uragim, so one possibility is, no, this is such a big color, one possibility is the Shita of the Uragim and Rashi in Sanhedrin, and then Rashi would work well, Lishitase would work very nicely, Lishitase, right, is that, and this is a big kiddush, really, there's no Isser of Gezel Akum. Now, no one says that means you can go be a bank robber. No, there's an Isser Mishum Chil Hashem. But in a case like this, is no Chil Hashem. What's the Chil Hashem? Remember the case. I bought the Arava from a guy. Why is it Gezel? Because he stole this field for another guy 20 years ago. So is a Chil Hashem? I would say technically it's Gezel for me to take this Arava because Karka in Nigzela, so it's not Gezel until I cut off the Arava. Till it becomes a Tavlin. But that's a Chil Hashem. No one's going to say, oh, look at those Jews, they're stealing. No. Like, if you don't know halacha, you don't even know that it's stealing, right? You need to be a lamdan to call it stealing. And therefore, it says the Uraim, Rashi, Sanhedrin, this is the minority viewpoint, it says that there is no Isser of Gezel Akum unless there is Chil Hashem. And Rashi in Sanhedrin says that, and if there's Chil Hashem, even that, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, not an Issur D'oraisa.
But he wasn't, what are you explaining? He's not forced to say it's D'Rabbanan. You could have gone with the mainstream D'oraisa when you explain.
Who?
Rashi, because you say there's no Chil Hashem in this case, period.
You could say it's an Issur D'oraisa because of Chil Hashem. I guess Rashi thought that, no, if there's an Issur D'oraisa of Gezel, it has to be objective. Like, if Gezel's usher, he has two reasons. Number one, Misvara. If Gezel is also the Raisa, it should just be also to steal. It shouldn't depend on Chol Hashem. But it makes sense that the Rabban would be mapper for Chol Hashem. There's also Yerushalmi. Okay, the big debate in the Chokrim, how much Yerushalmi Rashi had at his disposal. There's a daily Yerushalmi that Rabban Gamliel was Gozer and Gezel Achim Shem Chol Hashem. So maybe that's where he got it from. Okay, so that's one opinion that really it's mutter steal from a guy as long as there's no Chol Hashem.
Maybe this would be an interesting direction in terms of.
That's close, by the way, to the Minhag Olam in America, where I come from. Where I used to live in America, everyone used to steal from the government and say, well, it's mutter, there's no Chil Hashem, except that it would be Chil Hashem. So because it wasn't a case like this, where, like, you're just buying a rovos and no one really thinks it's a bad thing. Okay, so there's no real justification, but that was the almost justification for the minute before I made Aliyah.
It's also a subject, always a subject.
Except in this case. In this case, there's no Chil Hashem. Because I'm just buying a rubbish from a field. Like, is it a Chil Hashem that this guy stole it from that guy 20 years ago?
It's not.
You can imagine. They say, look at this Jew. He bought a rubbish from someone who stole a field 20 years ago and Karka was not Nigzelis, so he was really the thief. That's not a Chil Hashem. Anything you need, a lumdus, is not a Chil Hashem. So I'm saying, this is a rare case where there's no Chil Hashem.
Now, what does the Uraim potentially hold that even if there was a Chil Hashem, that there isn't the issue of mitzvah of avera with, so to speak, an avera that's so generic like this, I mean, not a specific. For example, let's suppose, not getting into the sugya of lo sachmo, let's suppose someone has a field that they were jealous of and then they got. We say that's mitzvah of avera and that, like a generic avera. Like,
okay, but I think you're right, but maybe you can do a little better. If you look at the Magen Avraham here, said the Magen Avraham. Now, I admit, if you really remind the Magen Avraham a lot, you see he might have mismatched a lot of sheetahs together, which I would not have put together. But one thing the Magen Avraham says very clearly, and I'll read you a line. Afagav the Kaimel Gezel Akum Aser. He says, don't give me any of this Uraim, Rashi, and Sanhedrin. That's not the mainstream Psak Halacha. The mainstream Psak Halacha, open up a Shulchan Aruch, is that, and you know, really 90% Rishonim and Achronim, like a strong majority view, is, I'm not saying 100%, but 90% is pretty strong, is the Afagav the Kaimel Gezel Akum Aser. Gezel Akum is Aser. So what's the shot? Even though Gezel Akum Aser, it's not Mitzvah Bavavera. So what does the Magen Avraham says? The Magen Avraham says that it's Aser, unlike the Uraim, Aser Aval Ein Kan Mitzvah Bavavera, right? That's the general direction I was trying to say. Taka is Aser. Taka, this Avankri, didn't Iser by stealing it. Okay, it's a little dachuk. You have to say, why did Rabbeinu tell him not to do the Isser? Okay, maybe he wasn't going to listen to that. But Takit is Usser to steal. But it's still not Mitzvah Aveira. But if it's Usser, why wouldn't it be Mitzvah Aveira? So I was trying to say, it's Usser, but It's a different kind of Isser, so it's not Mitzvah of Avera, which, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, but I think...
According to the Ritual, there's no problem, because the Kalachim can't do a Mitzvah, they can't do the Avera. That Ritual that you mentioned, that was in Das Yochi.
Okay, but let's save a little something that'll be obviously for that. So what all the Achronim explain, I think, is very nice, is this might tie into the a certain machlokas. If you say two shitas, it'll work. This Magen Avraham will work out very nicely. What are those two shitas? Number one, there's a big machlokas achronim. Is there a chi of hashava if you steal from a guy or not? Right, that was on the sheet here. Right, the Nesivas argued with the Shach. The Nesivas defending the Ramah against the Shach. The Ramah says in Hilchos Kiddushin, it could come up in Kiddushin, you steal and. That, unless it's the case of Chil Hashem, there's no Chiv HaShava to a guy. Meaning, Taki, Gezel Guy's Aser, but there's no Chiv HaShava. Gezel Guy's Aser, that doesn't mean there's a Chiv HaShava. Right? The Chiv HaShava was only said about a Jew, right? Where's the Chiv HaShava said? In the end, Vayikra, Ish Kimo Ma'al Hashem, Chesh Ba'amiso, Befika Dono, Besuma Seyad Obgazel, O Ashak et Amito. That's the chi of Hashava. The chi of Hashava was only said by Bamito, was only said by a Jew. So, what? Unless the case of Kiddush Hashem, but in our case, there's clearly no Kiddush Hashem, meaning, in our case, there's clearly no Kiddush Hashem. Remember, this guy 20 years ago stole this field from another guy. I now bought an Arava. If I would go bring that Arava back to the guy who owned the field 20 years ago, that's not. Would it be a Kiddush Hashem, or it just look weird? I don't know. But it's certainly not necessary for Kiddush Hashem, right? No one's going to think badly of the Jews if I keep the Arava. Again, this is a case where it's really a very innocuous kind of theft, where no one's going to think badly of anyone for it, which, again, is why maybe we can feel freer to be naked here. So if you make that as a machlokas between the Shach and the Nesivos. The Nesivos defends the Ramah, says there's no Chiv HaShava. Chiv HaShava is only said by a Jew. The Shach says no. Once a guy is including the Eser Gezel, he's also included in the Chiv HaShava. Okay, so if we assume like there are among the Nesivos against the Shach, that there's no Chiv HaShava, then we just have to assume one more thing, perhaps, which is, we just have to assume, like the Re. What does the Re say? Remember, the Re says, after your Kona the Gzela, there's no more Mitzvah of Avera. Why not? So, the Lechora, the Pashup Shot is, because after your Kona, the Avera is over. Why is the Avera over? Because you stole. Okay, it's bad that you stole, but that's old news. Right now you're a Kona, you don't have to give it back, and you're not doing an Avera by holding on to it anymore. Right? According to the Re, once you're not doing an Avera anymore, then there is no Mitzvah Avera. Let's translate the Akum. If stealing from an Akum is no Chiv HaShava, then once you stole it, you're not chayav to give it back. Is it an Avera to keep the Gezel an Akum? No. You did an Avera by stealing, but it's not an Avera to keep it because it's no Chiv HaShava. If he wants, he can sue you for it. But that doesn't mean it's an avera to keep it, right? That's called the hafkas alvaso. So, what do you? How would I explain the Magen Avraham? I'm explaining the Magen Avraham. I'm open to hearing if you want to be magder a little more strictly. I'm saying the Magen Avraham you can explain with two assumptions, right? Number one, you just have to assume that there's no chiyuv hashava to a guy, which is the shita of Ramah and the Nesivos against the Shach. Okay, that's reasonable enough. Magen Avraham would hold like the Ramah against the Shach. And number two, that if there's no Chiyuv Hashava, then there is no ongoing Avera, right? The Avera is done once, but the Avera is not happening anymore. And if there's no Avera anymore, then there's no mitzvah habab avera. And here, clearly, the avera ended well before the mitzvah began, right? You don't get into the homo iri thing of, you know, the avera, as soon as you picked it, the avera ended. And this is like the re against Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, even though I'm kone, and now I'm allowed to keep it, it's still mitzvah avera, because it used to have an avera, because it had an avera in the past. Well, the re said, no, only if it still has an avera. only if I'm still not allowed to have it, is it mitzvah avera. So if you make these two assumptions, I think you can justify the Magen Avraham. Tak, it's an avera, but it's a past avera, because there's no chiv hashav anymore, so it's not an avera to keep it. It was an avera to take it, and every second is not a new avera. For a Jew, every second is a new avera, because I'm violating the aseya of the Heshav Zagzela. But for a guy, every second is not a new avera. I violated once, and now it's not an avera every second. And according to the Ri, if it's not an avera anymore, it's just an avera in the history books, then there's no mitzvah of avera. I think that's pshat in the Magen Avraham.
But even if, remember, this is how you're koned. This is the shinui reshus because of the avera. Isn't that a problem?
No, but according to my Hesber, what happened? As soon as I pick it, I did the Gezel Akum. Now it's finished. Now, as soon as I pick it, I did the Gezel Akum, it's finished. And now I have no Chiyav Hashava anymore. Right? Now I have no Chiyav Hashava anymore. So the Avir is already over as soon as I picked it. That's before I start anything to do with the mitzvah.
But the mitzvah that you're preparing it for the mitzvah.
No, I haven't done anything to prepare it for the mitzvah. It's not Yontif yet. Remember the different shitas. Uh-huh. It's not the time of the mitzvah. It's not Yontif, and I didn't do the Eged yet. All I did was pick it. So remember, there are three shitas. Okay.
Are you assuming Reb Chaim Wolf, though, that the Chiyuv Hashava is connected to the Gzeila?
No, I don't think so. Did you see any
Reb Chaim? The neighbor is not finished until he can't do the Hashava anymore.
No, I don't think I'm assuming that. I mean, I don't think I assumed anything. I just said there's no Chiyuv Hashava by a guy, and once there's no Chiyuv Hashava, then according to the Ri, there's no more problem. Right? Because that's what the Ri says. Once you don't have to give it back, still no problem. Now, okay, make a little assumption, because we said there are two ways to explain the Ri, but I think it's reasonable. Now, I think you can have a third way of explaining the Shita of the also, which I did not see in the Mefarshim, but I think it makes sense. The Shach and the Nesivos are not just arguing about Chiyav Hashava. What are the Shach and the Nesivos really arguing about? What are the Shach and the Nesivos really arguing about? I mean, here the Nesivos is really taking on not just the Shach, he is taking on a Maharshal, right? Does he quote a Maharshal here? Or I don't remember if he quoted it or not. That he's really taking on a Maharshal. What's the Chakira here? There's an interesting Chakira about Gezel Akum. Let's assume Gezel Akum is Usser, right? Is Gezel Akum Usser, right? I once had a book when I was a kid called Lundus, which taught you, like, types of hakiros. Right? One of the types of hakiros, if you have something and you have an existing halakha concept and you add another halakha concept, is that a new concept or an extension of the old concept? So, Gezel Akum. When we say Gezel Akum is Usser, how do we know Gezel Akum is Usser? Because, as I say, they darshan from one of two psukim. This is the mainstream opinion in Tanoim and Amorim. Darshan it either from the pasuk of Acharinim Kargu Lati Alo, that you have to pay to redeem the Eved Ivri and not just take him. Or, and they're Medayik, that it's talking about a case where you could have just taken him, but you can't, you have to pay. Or from the Achaltas Kol Ha'amim, that you're allowed to take spoils of war when you fight Goyim, which implies that you're not allowed to take spoils in peacetime. So, what is the nature of that? Is that showing you that Goy is included in the Isser Gezel of a Jew? Or is that a separate Isser of Gezel Akum? That's the Machlokesin, the Maharshal and the Shach versus the Nesivos. Let me just put that on the board. If you have a Chakira about Gezel Akum, what do we learn from that Pasuk of either Acharinim Kargu Lati Alo or V'achaltas Kol Ha'amim Asher Hashem Kachano Seilach? Do we learn to put an Akum back into the Isser of Gezel Yisrael, and it's one big Isser Gezel? Or do we learn there's two Isser? There's an Isser of Gezel Yisrael, and there's a separate Isser of Gezel Akum. So, what's the Chakira here? We have the Maharshal and the Shach. Say the Maharshal and the Shach. They say it is one big Isser Gezel. Versus the Nesivos, who says no. There's a separate Isser of Gezel Yisrael, and a separate Isser of Gezel Akum. There are two different Isserim. What would be a nafkamina? So one nafkamina might be, anyone know what kind of Isser it is to steal from a Jew? A mitzvah? Lo sase. Right? Okay. You knew that. It was just unclear why I would ask something that seems so obvious. How about stealing from a guy? Right? What's the nature of the Isser of stealing from a guy? Is it a lo sase? After all, if you look in the Pesukim, what do the Pesukim say? Aharenim kargu lo tialo. If you sell something, even including a person in Eved Ivri, to a guy, you have to pay to take it back. That's an assay. That's what's called an Isser assay. Don't take it back without paying. Pay to take it back. Is it an Isser assay or an Isser lav? So that could be a nafkamina, could be that according to the Marshal Neshach, it is an Isser lav to steal from a guy. But according to the Nesivos, it's an Isser assay. And that's what the Nesivos here discusses. If I can... one second. Hold on. Sorry. One second. Okay, maybe he doesn't say this explicitly here. He says it someplace else then. Anyway, that could be enough kamina. If you say igloi milsa from acharedim kagulati alo, that Jew and a guy are the same, then it's a lav. If you say, no, it's a separate isser, that separate isser not say. It never says thou shalt not. It says thou shalt, which implies you should not do otherwise. When the Torah says thou shalt and implies you should not do otherwise, that's called an isser assay. And if you look at the Makoros sheet, I gave you a Torah and a Shulchan Aruch. From the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, which way? Like it's one big isser or two separate isserim? It sounds like one big isser, because what did the Torah say? He says, Echad agonim mi Yisrael, ben kad min gadol, ve'echad agonim mi akum, sheg mi vaso aser. Yeah, so now, of course you could say it's labdavka, but the pashup shot is echad this, echad that, means it's the same, right? You can always say otherwise if you want, but the pashup shot is the same. And likewise, in Hilvus Gzela, also ligzol fil kol shu, lo shnom yisov, lo shnom akum, makes no difference. Now, of course, if you want, you'd say, it makes no difference, there's just a little difference. But the pashup shot is, makes no difference means makes no difference, right? It's that it's an Isser. Likewise, says the Shulchan Aruch, call a gonev over a lav lo signovu, echad a gonev mam Yisrael, a gonev mam Yisrael goyim. Okay, which sounds like the lav of lo signovu, whether you steal from a Jew or from a guy. Likewise, asher ligzol alasher gofilu kol shu bein Yisrael bein me'akum. Definitely the pashat pshat of the, now there's a lot of lumdus there, gaming zeh, we're not getting into, but the pashat pshat in the Torah Shulchan Aruch is that it's one big Isser, and it's one big Isser lav. But the Nesivo says, right, right. Although the Rambam is a little tricky because there's a slight difference in his formulation of Hilchos Gneiva and Hilchos Gzela, which I don't want to get into now. So, and this is certainly the mashmaus of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that it's one big Isser and an Isser lav. What's the main nafkamina, of course, the Nesivos wants to say, is what we just dealt with over there, is Chiyuv Hashava. Says the Shach and the Marshal that it's an Isser d'Oraisa, and therefore it's against the Ramah who says there's no Chiyuv Hashava. You only have to give back for Kiddush Hashem, but otherwise you don't have to give it back. Says the Shach, there's a Chiyuv Hashava. Why is there a Chiyuv Hashava? How does he know there's a Chiyuv Hashava? Well, whenever there's Gzela, there's Chiyuv Hashava. On the Parsha of Chiyuv Hashava, it says Amito. Okay, but we have a drasha to include a guy also. You're right, it originally said a Jew, and then we have a drasha to include a guy as well. And here's the shita of the Shach, who says that you are chayav lahashiv. That's the shita of the Shach. And therefore the Shach Taka thinks that if I steal from a guy, and if I steal from a guy and mekadesh a woman with it, then it's not a valid kiddushin because that's not mine. I have to give it back. I have to give it back to the guy. And she has to give it back to the guy. However, the Nesivo says, no, there's no Chiyuv Hashava. based on the Ramah, there's no Chiva Shava. Why is there no Chiva Shava? And Sivas says this is why Sivas develops this Chakira. He says, if it would be all one big Esser, then whatever applies to the Jew applies to a guy. Whatever applies to a guy applies to a Jew. But it's not one big Esser, it's two separate Isurim. And if it's two separate Isurim, then there's a Chiva Shava was said by a Jew, but Mehechi Tesi, where's the Makar for Chiva Shava from a guy? This is a separate Esser with no Makar for Chiva Shava. So says the Ramah Ein Chiyuv Hashava, and this is the Shita of the Ramah and the Nesivos. There's no Chiva Shava. Now here's what I want to say. I want to say one other thing. And here I have no marker for this, but I think it might be Mestaver. I want to say a different Hesber to why there's no Mitzvah Bar-Veira in our case. I want to say different Hesber why there's no Mitzvah Bar-Veira in our case. Which is that if you say stealing from a guy and stealing from a Jew are the same, they have to follow all the exact same halachos, right? Baruch al bitcha ktana. But if you say the Isser of Gezel Akum is different than the Isser of Gezel of a Jew, then maybe there's a lumdish difference between them. The Isser of Gezel to Jew is a formal Isser of taking the money that belongs to a Jew. Could be the Isser of Gezel of Guy. It's not a formal Isser of taking the money of a guy. The Isser of Gezel of Guy is an Isser of being mean to a guy, right, of hurting a guy through stealing from him, right, of causing a nezek, causing a hefset to a guy through stealing from him. Let's look at this case. In this case, is the guy really suffering when I cut that hadas, right? Like, does the guy really feel that, like, I've been mean to him? Like, is the guy really suffering when I cut that hadas from his field? This other guy, he stole the field from 20 years ago. He's really mad about that. But at this point, he said, yesh. Now, technically, karka in nigzeles, and it's still his, etc. But this guy's given up a long time ago. Maybe once the guy's given up, there's no iser of gezel a guy anymore once he's given up and had yesh. Once he had yesh, he's not makbid. Once he's not makbid, then there's no iser anymore because I'm not doing anything wrong to him. Based on common sense idea of doing something wrong to someone, of hurting someone through stealing, I'm not hurting him. I haven't done anything bad to him. He wasn't expecting to get it back anyway. So maybe you could say, what could you say? Maybe you could say the nature of the Isser would also be a nafkamina of this Hakira. If you said it's one big Isser, then whatever's Isser from a Jew is Isser from a guy. It's a formal Isser, and it applies even after Yeush. Right? It's a formal Isser. Even if it's Misyayish on Karka, since Karka in an Exelis. Let me say this a little better. 1 second. And you'll tell me if you like the idea or not. If you don't like the idea, then it's okay. But this is what I want to say. I want to say, if it's one big Isser, then this is a formal Isser. It applies even if the guy doesn't feel that he lost. Even if the guy doesn't feel that he lost, but if technically you stole from him, it's still usher. Right? But if you say it's a new isser, maybe the nature of that new isser is not to have a formal isser on lekichas mamon. Maybe the nature of that new isser is not to be mean to people, not to be cruel, not to be unethical. Okay, and therefore you would say this is more of a practical Isser. It applies if the guy feels like he lost, but not if he already had Yeush. In our case, it's a funny case. He had Yeush before that you got there. He had Yeush 10 years ago. As far as he's concerned, at least one shot, we'll see. This is a done deal. He already lost his land 10 years ago. And therefore, is he really mad at this Jew for stealing from him? No, if you would go and tell the guy, you'd say, remember, Mr. Hatfield, remember that field that the McCoy stole from you 40 years ago? You should know a Jew just took a myrtle branch from it. What would the guy say? Ah, those Jews, they're always persecuting us. he would say, what do I care? You know, what difference does that make to me? So I know technically, you know, halachically, it would be a problem. But he doesn't watch him do anything to Goy. He gave up on it anyway. He had Yesh a long time ago. Just technically, his Yesh didn't count because Karka isn't exelus. So I think maybe you could say, then you could answer, you could say, maybe that Gezel Akum is usher in most cases. But in this case, it's mutter because the guy is not practically losing anything. Now, I know technically the guy's losing something. It was his myrtle branch and you took it. But he's not practically losing anything because he already gave up hope on this field. This field was already out of his possession for many years. So you could say, maybe, the Isra of Gezel Yisrael, that's a formal lav of Lo Sigzol. That's a formal technicality. Don't take money that belongs to someone else. But the Isra of Gezel Akum, which is, if it's only an Isra Say, that just means, okay, don't rip off the Goyim. Don't persecute the Goyim. Don't be unethical towards the Goyim. Don't hurt them by taking away their property. But if you're not hurting him because you already gave up this property anyway, you know, you're technically, formally trampling on his rights. But practically, you're not really causing him to be any worse off than he used to be, right? He's no worse off than he used to be. That's my point. Practically, he has not suffered a bit. He never counted on that myrtle branch. He never had a havmi of getting that myrtle branch. And now he still doesn't have the myrtle branch. Maybe that would be usher for a Jew. Because by a Jew, we have to look at it from formal halachic eyes. But for a guy, we can look at things more practically and say, as long as you haven't really made him suffer, then you haven't done anything wrong, and there's no problem. Okay, so maybe you could say that's pshat, that, you know, it's somewhat parallel to number one, if you want to say, I have no mucker for this. But if you want to say that, go back to the chakir about Gezel Akum versus Gezel Yisrael, if it's fundamentally different, maybe it's not just fundamentally different in terms of chomer v'kula that it's not say, or whether or not there's chiyuv hashava, it's fundamentally different that we look at it differently. Halacha towards Jews we look at through halachic formal categories, and halacha towards Goyim we look at through practical, whether you hurt someone or didn't hurt someone, and clearly you didn't hurt the guy here.
And you connect this to how we treat Goyim by their laws in certain contexts.
Right, it might be similar to the idea of treating Goyim by their laws in certain contexts, etc. By Nezek, treating them by their laws, might be connected to the idea of Shemitz of Bnei Noach, which might be more intuitive and less halachic, although you would not agree because Narban disagrees. When the goyim have Lo Sigzol, when Shivan say no, does that mean they have to apply all of Choshen Mishpat? Some people say yes, but most people say no, they just have to have some reasonable way of having law and order in society. So maybe for a Jew or a guy also, you have to have law and order, you have to be reasonable, but you don't have to keep all the technical halachos.
Like, oh, the only thing you want to say is this, the Nisr Darais.
Correct, that's what I said, it's bordering on that. Okay, I plead guilty.
So
it's borderline.
I'm from Goy, like in his I'm coming from the Goy Beyus Gilvan.
Ah, so hold that thought. Okay, let me, can you hold that thought for just 3 seconds? And Aaron.
This may link to that question of to what extent we apply the rules of questioners, but even if it's a Karka in Exodus, to what extent could we still say yes, but the rules of Shinoi and Yeosh in terms of the exchange of Rishus could still work in a...
So hold that thought. That's not going to help us to learn Banu Miri and the Urayim because they still hold it's not yours. Right? What does the Urayim say? It says the Urayim, if you steal from a guy, there's no mitzvah of Avera because it's mutter or whatever the reason is. But it's still not yours. Now let's get to Rashi. Rashi and the Riaz and others say not only is there no mitzvah of Avera, it's taka yours. That's the difference. If you steal from a guy, they say no mitzvah of Avera, but it's not yours. Rashi says no mitzvah of Avera, and it is yours. Right? Remember those two differences, right? If you steal from Goy, if you do, there's no mitzvah hababa veira, but it's not yours. While Rashi says, there's no mitzvah hababa veira, and it is yours. How do we know Rashi says that? Because Rashi says there'd be no problem being Yotze. Obviously, it's yours. Right? That's against the Urim. Says the Urim, if you steal from a Goy, it might be het or gomer, but it's still not yours. Might not be an aveira. But that still doesn't make it yours. Just because it's not Navera, it doesn't make it yours. Rashi says it even becomes yours. So now we need to explain a second Svara. According to Rashi and the Riaz, we need one more Svara. Let's just stick it. Svaras, Rashi ve'od, hasovrim, degezel akum, naseh, Shiloh, it becomes yours. Why would it become yours? You want to say there's no Avera, but it's still not yours. So why would it become yours? So, what do you want to answer? Joel, why would it become yours?
The easy way is to just say there's you.
There's Yeyosh. Ah, but we Paskin, remember, we Paskin Yeyosh Lokani. I know, it's a funny, we saw a very funny Rambam, Hilgeser is there. But we Paskin Yeyosh Lokani. So what are you going to say? How could it be your, how can you become, Yeyosh is great. As a matter of fact, the Rios says explicitly that why is it okay if it's stolen from a guy? Because the Yeyosh makes it hefker. But Yeyosh Lokani, how does Yeyosh help? We know Yeyosh Lokani.
Why don't the Perushim of Yeyosh Lokani is because of the King of Hashem?
Ah, exactly. Why is Yeyosh Kedi Lokani? Ask Joel. Why is Yeyosh Kedi Lokani? Says the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav or Samach Zayin? No, not Gezalakum of Yeyosh. Yeyosh Kedi. I always mix up Samach Vav and Samach Zayin. Yeah, here it is. Samach Zayin of Aleph says, Yeyosh Kedi, some people say is Kani, but some people say Yeyosh Kedi is Kona, but we say Yeyosh Kedi is not Kona. Why is Yeyosh Kedi not Kona? Anyone know? If your old Yeyosh is Kona, where did you learn it from? You could learn Yeyosh is Kona for an Aveda. Just like Yeyosh is Kona by Aveda, right? If I find something on the street and the owner gave up, I can keep it. So if I steal something the owner gave up, I can also keep it. I still owe him money. It doesn't mean I get away with it, but I can keep the object, right? He can sue me for money, but the object is mine. That's Yeyosh Kona. What does the Gemara say? No, we don't pass it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say we should be passing. But we don't pass it that way. Why? Because we say there's a difference between Aveda and Gzela. What's the difference? Bateros liyadeh versus Bisuras liyadeh. Aveda, you picked it up a heter. Here you picked it up a iser. Now, what does it mean, Bisuras liyadeh and iser? So what if you picked it up a iser? So what most Mepharshim say is that what it means is that once you steal, you have a chi of hashava. In Aveda lying on the street, even if the guy is Yeyosh, once the guy is Yeyosh, I can keep it, right? But here's a great example. What if I would pick up the Aveda before Yeyosh, and then he had Yeyosh? What would I have to do? I pick it up, and then there was Yeyosh. What would be the halacha?
Return.
I have to return it. Why? Because I was already chayiv and hashava before the Yeyosh. If you're chayiv and hashava before the Yeyosh, Yeyosh doesn't help. So why isn't Yeyosh Kedi Kone? Because I'm already chayiv and hashava. But if you assume, like the Ramban, the deceivers, there's no chayiv hashava, then just put two and two together. If there's no chayiv hashava, then Yeyosh is Kone. Right? So maybe you could say that. Why? So just say easy. Yeyosh Kedi is one be Kone. If not for the chi of hashava, and this I think you have to like rely on this to see this. According to the Shach, the Marshal, you're going to be stuck. And there's no chi of hashava on Gezel Akum. So once there's no chi of hashava, Yeish Kedi is Kani. And once Yeish Kedi is Kone, then it's mine and I can keep it forever.
Tosa says it's pretty explicitly too, right? I mean, not. Context,
Tosa
says that if it's Gezel, that would not have a Chiyuv
HaShava,
then there would be Kone, that would be Yeish Kedi.
Tosa, so swear.
Isn't this Tosa's
Gargan Hegzal?
Doesn't he say that?
By,
in the context of the
Bava Basra Gemara? I don't think he says it so explicitly.
He says, if you want
it. Fair enough, yes. Okay, and that's what Tosa says. That's what a number, we showed him saying, a number of places that Yeish Kedi would be Kone if not for the Chiyuv HaShava. What's the only reason Yeish can be Kona? Because I already have to give back to you. So Yeish can be Kona. But since no Chiyuv HaShava, then yeah, it's like an Aveda lying on the street. I have no obligation. If I have no obligation, once you're Mesyayish, I'm Kona. So maybe that's shot in Rashi. Yeish, that's what the Rios says. Yeish is Kona by a guy. You could go even further if you wanted. If you know a little Gzela on this, you could go even further. What could you say? You could say, maybe even without Yeish. By the way, not everyone agrees with this, right? By the way, the Urim says to be Kona from Goyun Yeish and Shinu Rishus. Okay, he assumes. Not like this Lundus. But you could say that Yeish is Kona with the Nochi Vashava. You could go even further if you wanted. What do you mean you could go even further? There's a famous Machlokas Amoraim in Parak Ben Sora Mora in the 8th Parak of Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, between Rav and Rabba or Rava, okay, it's it says Rav and then Star says on the side, but the Marashal says Rabba. Between Rav and, who should we call it? Oh, we'll call it Rava, because that's what it says inside our Gemara. Between Rav and Rava about the following fascinating case. What if I steal something, and it's a machlok between the other Rishon and Balamor, how we ask it. What if I steal something and I'm a Baba Machteres? Right? Baba Machteres is Chayiv Misa, right? You could kill the Baba Machteres. So we assume that since he's Chayiv Misa, the rule of Kim Levin Rab Mine applies. Okay, that's what the Gemara assumes. That's not questioned in the Gemara. You could question it, but it's not questioned in the Gemara. So therefore, if I steal and I'm a Baba Machteres, then since I'm Chayiv Misa, I'm Potter for Mamon. So everyone agrees. Let's say I steal your vase in a Machteres and then it breaks. I don't have to pay you money. Since I'm Chayiv Misa, I don't pay money. What if I steal your vase and I'm Baba Machteres and it didn't break? I still have your vase. Do I have to leave it back or not? So Rav says, Rava says, of course I have to give it back. It's not a punishment to give it back. It's your vase, right? Of course I have to give it back. Like, meaning, Rava says, if I steal your vase, I know I'm potter from punishments because Kim would rob me. Right. I still give back the vase because it's not mine, it's yours. Says Rav something striking, and all the Rishonim except for the Balamor on that sugya paskin like Rav striking.
So it says Elohim, and I swear that Rav.
The, yeah, exactly. Right? It's an unforgettable sugya, see?
Yeah, right.
The says Rav, I don't have to give back the vase. The dumb Kaninu, I can keep that vase forever. Okay, what is pshat? Okay, we're not going to get into the practical implications of that. But what's pshat? Why can I keep the vase forever, right? That is a very, very strange shita. I steal and I'm chayiv misa at the same time, whether I'm above machteres or mechal shabbos or somehow I steal with the chayiv misa, kim the ramne, I don't have to give it back. Why don't I have to give it back? So what's pashup pshat and rav? Pashup pshat and rav, I'm not saying it's the only pshat, but the pashup pshat and rav is very radical. And it has to do with a lot of Yesodos, which, there was a lot of, I think this is someplace in one of Chaim's books, but I don't remember where. The big machlokos throughout the Middle Ages between the Jews and the Christians over the nature of ownership and the relationship of ownership and possession. Big issue, relationship of ownership and possession. It was also a big difference between Roman law and Germanic law. We're not getting into that now. It's an adav there, I think, if I recall correctly. It had to do with the Shabbos Aveda. It was a big thing. The maybe pshat is, when I steal something, it actually should become mine because I stole it. After all, halachically, what kind of actions count as stealing?
Actions of a
Kenyan count as stealing, right? You look at any of the sugis in Baba Kama about stealing. What counts as stealing? Well, Hagbah or Meshicha, right? All the rules, Hagbah, Meshicha, etc. Now, I know I'm oversimplifying here, but Gneva is a kind of Kenyan. Maybe what Rav says is that Gzela is really Kona. When I steal something, I'm Kona. Again, that doesn't mean when I steal, of course, I might have to pay you money. But when I steal something, I'm Kona it. Right? Stealing is, it's just like buying without permission. When I steal something, I'm Kona. But I'm not. What's the only reason I can't keep something forever when I steal it? Because of the Chiv Hashava. That's what Rav says. Really, every time I steal, I can keep it, if not for the Chiv Hashava. So I normally have to give it back to the Chiv Hashava. But if I'm Kim Lib Rab Mine, then I could keep it because there's no Chiv Hashava. I'm part of the Chiv Hashava because I'm Chayiv Misa. The Chiv Misa exempts me from Chiv Hashava. When I'm exempt from the Chiv Hashava, I can keep it. I know this sounds a little strange to us. We haven't learned Baba Kama with Lamedus before.
Isn't that the goof of the Machlok, the Balamor and Ramban, about the refusal of whether it's sufficient Hashava just to agree to return it or what they have to do a Maisa Kinyan?
Quite probably. By the Sugya of Hanan Bisha, right? I hope that works out, Lishitasam, in this Sugya and Bensora Mora. I have to think about it. I have to work out the chesed. But anyway, if you really say Rav says every ganef is kone, unless there's a chiv hashava, which prevents him from being kone. Then what can you say? You could say something even more radical. You could say that even without yeyosh, he is kone. Why? Because every gazlan would be kone if not for the chiyuv hashava. And you always have to rely on the nesivus. Without the nesivus, we're not getting off the ground here. And there's no chiyuv hashava on gezel akum. Right? Without that nesivus, I'm not getting off the ground. If you hold this chiyuv hashava, then obviously it's not yours.
Isn't this the exact same thing you just said?
No, one requires yeish and one is even without yeish. One is saying that yeish would be kone. The chiyuv hashava is what stops yeish from being kone. Otherwise, yeish would be kone. Now I'm saying something more radical. Here what we're saying is that every gzeil would be as good as an aveda. Yeish would be kone if not for chiyuv hashava. Now I'm saying more radical. No, gzeil is better than aveda. Because in gzeil, I was kone. I did a ma'aseh kenyan. I did hagbah. When I do hagbah, I'm kone something. Oh, what's the only reason I have to get back to gzeil? Because of chiyuv hashava. But if not for chiyuv hashava, then I would say I stole it fair and square. It belongs to me. You want to sue me for money? Sue me for money. But every gzeil, it's a radical idea. Except the fact that Rob says it. So it's not so radical. Every gzeila is kone if not for the chiyuv hashava. Since in a goy there's no chiyuv hashava, I'll leave it to the nesivos. Then I'm kone even without yeish because I stole it. And stealing is a kenyan.
The chiyuv hashava mitoch gzeila versus mitoch roshan.
It's a good question, but the assumption is there's a chiyuv hashava for chil Hashem, like the Ramah, then that's not going to stop me from being kone it, because that just depends in every circumstance whether it ends up being chil Hashem or there doesn't end up being chil Hashem, and therefore it's not an absolute chiyuv hashava. You know, I'd say even better, just in London, it's not betoras a chiyuv on the mamon, it's just betoras a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem, and therefore it's not going to affect the mamonos. That's the right way to say it.
And we would say that they're saying this within Rav, the Gemara is low.
Rava says he argues on Rav, and the Gemara says that no, you shouldn't argue Rav. Rav really, Rava says Rav never meant it, and the Gemara says Rav really did mean it. Okay, Rav really did mean it.
Right, but the question is whether or not he's right.
What the Rishonim really argue about is in the end you have the case of the Hilchasa, Dishadinu Benara, the Gemara ends with the word Hilchasa, Dishadinu Benara. Hilchasa, Dishadinu Benara sounds like we are paskining like Rava against Rav, but the Rishonim argue as to what the real Hilchasa is at the end. So based on much later in that, so the Rishonim argue that we paskin. I'm assuming we paskin like Rav. Okay. Well, just to be fair, no. I'll take that back. Because you're right. Only the Balamor passes like Rav. Everyone else passes helps like Rav. I'm assuming passing like... I don't want to get into that one. I'm assuming it's either we passing like Rav, or we fundamentally agree with Rav, just we don't think Kimlin and Ravini work so well.
Yeah,
if that makes you not more satisfied yet, or at least potentially. Okay, so you're right. I'm basing myself on Rav, and Chetsky's right. Most Rishonim passed like Rav against Rav because of the Hilchasa Shinu Benara, which doesn't mean anything to us. We're not holding the sugya. But nonetheless, there's a lot of Rishonim and Achronim who end up saying like Rav on one level or another, and therefore I think there's lots to talk about. Okay, so you have, just let me summarize for a second, we have three possibilities here. Who owns Gezel Akum? The Urim and others say you don't own it until you have Yeyush and Shinu Rishos, same as if you stole from a Jew. The Riyaz says, as soon as there's Yeyush, you own it. And we gave a Hesber, because Yeyush would work, if not for the Chiyuv HaShava, based on Bava Kamadav Samach Zayin. And I said, maybe you could say, even though I don't have a proof for this, that even without Yeyush, you own it, based on Rav and Sanhedrin Afayim Bezim and Aleph, that you own every Gzela, unless there's a Chiyuv HaShava, which is a radical idea, which we may or may not paskin like. Okay, we'll leave that as a possibility. Joe.
According to Rav, one of the papers accumulated Rav with me is that you didn't do a nice Aveira. You didn't do the Aveira of Lotik, no. So then it's not a Mitzvah of Aveira. I mean, without regarding who was buying it.
Okay. Fair enough. But that's, I mean, but I, that's not relevant to our killing of Mitzvah Avera Sugis, because we're not Casey Killing and Rabbi Day.
Oh, so do you have to say it follows that these Rishonim all hold that just because there's no issue of Lachem that you're not Kona? Couldn't you say that there's still not, that there's no issue of Lachem, but Lachem doesn't necessarily mean that you have ownership?
Okay, just to be fair, I did want to say that there's an Amnei Miluim who says that. If you want to look it up, it's someone Chav Chesef Katan Gimel, who says Lachem doesn't mean you have to own it. It just means you have to have permission to eat it, based on the word later on, but that's not the mainstream psak. That's not the mainstream psak. Okay, so much for Gezel Akam. So we had some tantalizing, important chakiras about Gezel, and we really did it was a small exploration, but it's a small sugya, explored the nature of the Isra of Gezel Akam.
You mentioned you were going to go into the realm of Gezel versus Gedeva, but is there any place you could refer to about discussing that more detail?
It is a fascinating issue, and I should have a Makor sheet on it someplace. Prepared, so I actually will send it to you. Okay. Continuing the Mara. New Makor sheet, which I know, since we pushed on the test a little, guys didn't have so much time to prepare, but we'll just talk about it at least a little. Karka in Nigzelis, says Rashi. What does it mean, Karka in Nigzelis? Let's remember the case. The Avankri is buying a Hadas from a guy, from Peter. The only problem is Peter stole this field 10 years ago from Paul, right? And so if Peter stole the field from Paul, what's the problem? Now it's Peter's field? No, Karka in Nigzelis. Right, karka cannot be stolen, says Rashi. Kolomer ina knuya the gazlam shum yeyush. If karka can't be stolen, then no amount of yeyush helps be kone karka. Yeyush is not kone stolen karka because it wasn't stolen. And how do we know it wasn't stolen? Because it's always in the possession of the original owner. How do we know karka is always in the possession of the original owner? How do we know it's not stolen? We learn from Psukim in the 10th parak of Baba Kama called Hagozel Basra, because the 9th and 10th parak are both start with Hagozel. What the word Benazikin means, nobody knows. If you know, feel free to tell me. We learn now from Psukim. Of course, once you pick it, the pre here meaning not literally pre, but the branch of the Hadas. Then it's Nigzal, and whoever picks the branch is being Gozel, because now it's Metalfel, and now it's Nigzal. Fine. So Rashi says pretty clearly, no Yeyush works for Karka. However, this is very controversial, and that is the discussion of this long Tosos here. Is Yeyush Kona stolen Karka, or is Yeyush not Kona stolen Karka? Avada Karka in Nigzalis. I shouldn't say Avada, it's a Machlokas Tanoim in the 10th Ferek of Baba Kama, but the Chacham hold Karka in Nigzelis, the accepted Psak Halach is Karka in Nigzelis, and our Sugya says straight out black and white, Karka in Nigzelis. The question is, does Yeyush help for Karka? So Rashi says no, which makes sense, you know, and Tosos brings three proofs, or tries to bring at least, three proofs for Rashi. What are the proofs that Tosos brings for Rashi? So let's ask this question. Is Yeyush Kona stolen Karka? Or let's say Kona. Let's say better. Does Yeyush work for stolen Karka? Right, once there's Yeyush, does it leave the owner's possession, and then it'll go into the possession of the thief or not? So Rashi and Tosos and Sukkah say no. Who else says no? That Yeyush doesn't work? Okay. The Rambam. The Rambam says no very very forcefully, but matter-of-factly, meaning there's no... you don't need to make diyukim. The Rambam says very matter-of-factly that Yeyush doesn't help. One second, let me find... I hope I brought the Makoros. Okay. I forgot the Makoros, so someone has to tell me where to find the Rambam. What? Thank you. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Zeilachet Yudalid. It's very straightforward. Don't worry if you haven't seen it. Hilchos Zela, Perek Ches, Halacha. Yodalid, Havod, V'chein HaKarka Eina Niknes LiOlam LeGazlan. Never is acquired by the Gazlan, El Rishus Baleo Medes, stays in the possession of its owner. Vafilu Nimkar LeElev Zecher Zeh, even if you transferred to the Shinu Rishus, sold it 100 times. V'nisyash Yabalan, even if there was Yeyosh. Harei Zo Choseris the Nigzo Belo Domin. Right, it goes back to the owner and he doesn't have to pay. Right, no Yeyosh works for Karka. That's a very, very explicit psak of the Rama. Okay. Who disagrees? Who says Yeish does work for Karka?
The Tosos and Baba Basra.
The Tosos and Baba Basra, and the way all the Akron always quote is Tosos and the Russian Baba Basra. The Russian Baba Basra just quotes Tosos and Baba, I mean, says the same as Tosos and Baba Basra, like he often does. The Tosos and the Rush in Baba Basra say yes. Okay, what's the main basis for those who say yes, that Yeish works for Karka?
The Yerushalmi.
Right? It really sounds, you get different impressions from the Bavli and from the Yerushalmi. Okay, but Tosfos doesn't think there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Tosfos thinks you have to fit them all together. Who thinks there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi? Hagos Maimonios, on the bottom of the Rambam, that Hagos Maimonios says it's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. I will just read you briefly the Gospel of Menios. It is very short. Udelo kirushalmi. Digarsinis, Yagshua, Bailun, Shakea, Osmodari, Sofer, Machin, Karka, Nixel, so rely on Pekin, Yashiash, Lakarka. What does Yashama say? Is Karka Nixel? Right? Yashama says Karka's not Nixel. So where rely says, yeah, but there's Yeish. Yeish works. Yashama says Karka's not Nixel, but Yeish works. The Talmud Shalano Iker, but Argamar, the Babli disagrees. Okay. So, does Yeish work for stolen Karka? And again, this is assuming Karka ain't an exelus. Right? Assuming Karka ain't an exelus. Right? Assuming that it's not an exelus. Nixelus. Rashi and Tosa say no. The Rambam says no. Tosa and Rashi and Basra say yes. And the Hagos Maimonios says Machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi. Hagos Maimonios says Machlokes Bavli. Virushalmi, the Kaimalan, no. We hold no like the Bavli. Okay, now let's just see some of the rayas back and forth briefly that our Tosus discusses. What was Tosus' first raya? That Yeish doesn't help by Karka? Right? Proofs of Tosos in Sukkah. What was his first raya that Yeish doesn't help by Karka? He says, let's look at those together. Karka in an exel is kolomer in a kuni gadol shem Yeish la'ola dila olam hiu chesba le'ad to be korei nafkelim begodol basra kidiv hirish bekontras. He agrees with Rashi. V'adini mo. And Rashi's right. Why the Yeish mo b'karka my nafkelim nevi my de'in an exelus? If Yeish would help, then who cares in our sugi that's not an exelus? If Yeish helps, then go ahead Yeish, and it should be no problem for the avankari. The e code him yeish afil hoisin exelus lo kani vila acher yeish are kone be yeish. Because what's the case? If our case is that, right? Tosus is a good point. If the case is before yeish, then who cares if it's nigzel or not? Even if it is nigzelus, it wouldn't help because yeish kadi is lo kani. So rather, the case must be after yeish. And if it's after Yeish, why aren't you Kona? That proves that Yeish doesn't help. So that is Tosos's. That is Tosos's first proof. Number one, Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which says because Karka is not an exelus, then it doesn't help, which implies that if Karka was an exelus, then it would be Nikna, right? So it's a diuk from our sugya. What's the diuk? The diuk is that Mayri B'yeyosh, the Lokana, how does he know it's Mayri B'yeyosh? The E Mayri Koden Yeyosh, then Afilo Karka Nigzeles Lokana. Philim from Talomer.
All right. Let's soka our sugya, right? What's his assumption? His assumption is that the case is achar yeyosh, and the karka doesn't transfer, right?
The karka doesn't belong to the new guy. It still belongs to the old guy, and even though it's after yeyosh. So that proves yeyosh doesn't help by karka. And don't say it's before yeyosh, because before yeyosh, why do we need to get into karka? Before yeyosh, nothing's nikna, because yeyosh could be lokani. Okay, that is the first proof. Then he tries to reprove Laman Aleph. Chayn Mukha Shmaitzin Gabi Plugged to Rabbi Lezer Rabban, and the plea was Sukkah Gzula, the Machshir Rabbanim Shadakarka in Exelus, so have you Sukkah Shulava, Adam Yotzi, the Chavas of Sukkah Shahavi, or Vahashta, Ilifne Yeyosh, Hafil Matalin Exel, and Vadil Acher Yeyosh, who may be Mishamai, the Heist of Sukkah Matalin, who's using Sukkah Shbrosa Gola, Rosh Hasfina, Loy Yotzi, Ba, Bain Kodin Yesh, Bin Acher Yesh, Shum Matinan, Be Perek, Beperek, Hayoshain, Midasiv Lachagav, Soka, Lachala Hotz, Zulav, Lathneyesh, Nami Lochashiva, Kashulad, and Tatl, and Exalt, and Abishus, Bailan, Kaimi, Kaib, Hezbo, Leo, Medis. Okay, so Tosa says, I wanted to bring a proof to Aflam and Aleph. And Aleph, it's not a good proof. He wants to bring the same proof. Karka in an Exalus, or Yotze Soka. What's the case? If it's before Yeyosh, then even the Tatlan is not an Exalan. So it must be after Yeyosh. And if it's after Yeyosh, that shows even after. Even after Yeyosh, it's Sheula. It's still not yours. The Gemara says it's not yours after Yeyosh. But he says, no, maybe that's the case before Yeyosh. That's what it sounds like. I kicked my friend out of his sukkah who said he had Yeyosh. I just kicked him out of his sukkah right now. And he said, it's not that Metaltalin would have been mine, but Karka is not mine. No, before Yeyosh, Metaltalin is not mine, and Karka is not mine. But Metaltalin is a psul of Lechala, Hotzi, Esagazel, and Karka doesn't. Fine. So what's the second proof? They said, "Doctor, in time of Cheskas Abate, Machlos Abayis, Machlos Sade, Ein Meid Lo Aleha, Machar Lo Para, Machlos Talos Meid Lo Aleha." This is a very complicated case in Cheskas Abate. Umoki Lo Bar Reuven Shigazol Sadim Shimon or Machlos Levi. Reuven sold Sadim Shimon sold to Levi. Vasi Yehuda Kama Arer, and Yehuda is claiming it's his. Olezol Shimon La Asude Lo Levi. The Nichle the Hadra. Avol Paratalos Lo Hadri Davye Yoshve Shino Yerushas. What's the case? I'm the victim. Someone stole my land and sold it. And then someone else is arguing about it. I can't go and testify for the current possessor. So I want it to stay in his possession so I can sue him and get it back. But if it would be a par in the talis metaltalin, then I could testify because either way I can't get it back. It's yesh and shini rishus. What did that prove? Yesh and shini rishus holds for metaltalin. Once you steal my cow and sell it, I can't have it back. But karka, if you steal my karka and sell it, I can get it back because yesh doesn't work for karka. Mashma, behedya de bekarka lo mahani yeyosh. That shows that karka that yeyosh doesn't help for karka. V'chitemim should the gasar yeyosh kivilo kani v'shinu rishos lo shayech bekarka. And if you say no, it's not that yeyosh doesn't help. It's that yeyosh kadi is not kona and there's no shinu rishos. Hatami yeyosh lo kani v'shinu resource liyadi like we had before in the board. Confers ruva hakiyav karka nami karnis yeyosh kodim sheikhs balokeach. Kmogar parvital. It's not exactly what Chesky was saying. But more or less the same idea that the reason why Yeyosh is not Kona is because the guy stole it Be'eser, but over here where there's Yeyosh before the buyer took it, the buyer possessed it Be'heter, and so it should work. Fine. So that's his second proof is Baba Basra, Daphne and Gimel and Beis. Two, Baba Basra, Daphne and Gimel and Beis. What does it say? It says the case is Acher Yeyosh, as proven from the fact that Bar Talos would be a Kenyan. And the karka doesn't transfer. It remains the possession of the victim. Okay, so here's two proofs from the Bavli that Yesh doesn't help the karka. But he says, what about the Yerushalmi? Says the Yerushalmi in Klayim, it's Mashva Yesh Yesh the karka. Why? That's what I just read from the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the issue in Klayim? Who cares whose field it is at Mesechus Klayim? What difference does it make in Hilchos Klayim whose field it is? What? Because of the principle of?
You can't oser something.
Ain't shalom, right? You can't oser something in Klayim that's not yours, right? Interesting. Obviously, there's some very physical things you can oser things that aren't yours. You mix milk and meat that's not yours, it's oser. But when you have things that don't become a new physical thing, it's just a halachic halos, like Klayim, right? If I plant two seeds next to each other, they don't all of a sudden become a gene mutated hybrid. It's just a halachic halos of klayim.
Therefore, you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So we want to know, right? This could have been my sibuk yom. Someone stole my field and planted klayim. Is it asur or not? Whose field is it? So the Gemara says, well, after Yeyosh, then it's his field. Gemara says, but it's karka nigzal. V'yesh karka nigzalis bitmiya. Amr of Levi or Eloi or wherever it is. Af b'kein yesh yeyosh l'karka. It's mafurish Yerushalmi that even though karka in nigzalis, yeyosh still helps. Umir yesh l'yashiv. How does Tosas get out of this Yerushalmi? What does Tosas say? How does Tosas interpret this? Yerushalmi? It doesn't mean Yesh is Kone Karka. What does it mean? It means that's later. I don't think Tosa says this here. Abra Yaakov, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kini Masnisa, Motul Kotzer Afilo, Afilo Be Moed, Ad Kami Nosan the Polim, Ad Shlish, Rafunim Shesh Chanam, Ad Shlish, Chavar Chanam, Ad Shlish, Domi, Mosai Nikra Anish Yishka, Amr, Vachan, Ishtako, Bain Lunus, Yaisho, Asur, and Vartor, and Yaisho, Bain Lunus, Tako, Asur, Mi Divrei Sofrim. He says the words Asur, Mi Divrei Sofrim, Yesh Karkin Exelis, Amr, Leva, Vakani, Shish, the Karka, Ad Kani Rishalmi. He says, what's found in Rishalmi? The Rishalmi says something about being a Drabanan. So, what is the proofs, let's say better, proofs that Yeyosh doesn't work? Tosfos had two proofs. What are the proofs that Yeyosh does work? Yeyosh does work. So, A is Yerushalmi Kalayim. Says, what does it say? If the owner's misyayish and then the anus, the bandit, the thief, plants klayim, it's usser because yesh yesh lakarka, right? Says very mafurish. Says, right, even though karka ain't an exeles, it's exactly asking our question, yesh yesh lakarka. What does Tosa say? Tosa says, hold on a second. Look at the previous line that Yerushalmi. It said something about an Isser Drabanan. Ah, an Isser Drabanan. What does this mean? So says Tosfos, what's the Dechia? Dechia says Tosfos. No. Yeyosh is not Kone. Just, it looks like it's the thief's field. It's the thief's side. So midrabanan, they were gozer klayim. It's not a kinyan in choshen mishpat at all. It's pure yoredeya. In choshen mishpat, yeish doesn't help for karka. But in yoredeya, after all, if he stole from me and I gave up hope, it looks like it's his. And therefore, if he grows klayim and we say they're mutter, it might look like we're allowed to eat klayim. Right? And it'll look bad and it'll cause people to come to eat klayim. So because it looks like it is, there goes a mirabanan isser klayim. Okay, that's just because it looks bad in your day. It's no choshen mishpat. There's no kinyan in the choshen mishpat. It's just your day. So therefore, Tosa says, no big deal. Let us continue. V'hachi b'rusho, then he gives the whole peirush to the Yerushalmi. Uvamasechas Orla. Then a little later, he says, four lines from the end, Sef Orla Parakama, Tani Bishami Shim Rashim Ben Elazar, Notea Larabim Chaya, Benotea Betok Shalom, Bishus Rabim Potter, Begozel Karka, Vyesh Karka Nixelis, Amar Vila, Yafishin Karka Nixelis, Yesh Yesh Lakarka. Okay, what did it say in Mesechus Orla? The exact same thing, right? Even though Karka is not Nixelis, there's Yesh Lakarka. What's the context? The context is, are you Chayav and Orla or not? Right, if I planted my property for the Rabim to eat, I'm just a nice guy, I plant trees to share, I'm Chayiv and Orla. If I steal land and plant in the Rishos HaRabim, then I am Potter. Can you steal land? Oh, there's Yesh. So that proves that Yesh helps my land. So says Rabim, Tosos v'kula milsa tamua, dam masnisa d'hazam v'tani agazin shenata chayiv. Besumai kaparcha b'risiv yish karka nixelis. The master shouldn't nixelis yish yish patzim na orla adar mikos the yishul chayiv notei ashol shalo. The od medami notei b'shiz rab legozol karka v'nata v'hainu below yeyosh dumi shiz rab nein shayich below yeyosh. V'im metakna hu yish yish sorch lokum shadishtak v'shem abayilum. Okay, what does it say here? Here it says the Yerushalmi orla says the same thing. Says the same thing. Even though there's no gzela, yegish works. What is Tosus? How is Tosus docha this Yerushalmi? Either he gives two dechias. Either number one, mishabeshta. He doesn't use that word. I mean, it's a bad gerus in the Yerushalmi. Maybe it's a bad gerus in the Yerushalmi because it doesn't really make any sense. It's a bad gerus in the Yerushalmi. Why is it a bad gerus in the in the Yerushalmi, because it sounds here like Gezel makes you pacha from Arla, and really Gezel is chayiv in Arla, so obviously this is a bad Gersa. And if it's a true Gersa, Tosa says that it's not talking about regular Yeyosh, but about something called Nishtakeya Shem Bailim. If the name of the owner has literally sunk into the ground, has been forgotten. Meaning, what is supposed to say? Yeish not kona b'karka, but at a certain point, it's a very interesting question. Let's say a lot of people have stolen a lot of land over the years. Like, does that mean, like, you have to go back to, you know, like, the time of the Tanakh and figure out whose land everyone is? Still says, no, I admit, there's a statute of limitations somewhere. Nishtakeya shem bailim, if it's been forgotten, then it belongs to the new guy. So, Lemaisa, if my Zaidi stole land from Aaron Zaidi back in, you know, Poland, and by now everyone's forgotten it, then Lemaisa, it's already mine.
It's really a matter of time. It's not even a matter of mind.
Correct. It takes time for everyone to forget.
No, it's just a statute of limitations. If you wait long enough, you can do anything. Like,
correct. Okay, so one second. Let me give, here is Tosos. Tosos says, we have two proofs that Yesh doesn't work. Others, two Yerushalmis that say it works. One Yerushalmi just meant Xera Darbonim because it looks like Klayim, just as Xera Utu Klayim, because it looks like it's his, so they would go to Klayim. The other Yerushalmi is either Bad Girsa or is not referring to Yesh at all, but is rather referring to Nishtakei Hashem Bailam. The Hagos Maimonios has no probably so far. Says that Hagos Maimonios. Yeah. Bavli says it doesn't work. Yerushalmi says it works. And why do we have to answer everything up? The Yerushalmi is a lot of old different than the Bavli. How do we pass it? We're all Bavliim. So we pass like the Bavli. We all come from the tradition of the Babylonian Jews. So he says there's no problem in the first place. No need to answer anything up in the first place. Says the Tosfos in the Rosh Hashanah Basra, though. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Basra have a different challenge. They like this Yerushalmi. They think Yeish really does work. What they have to do is answer up these two rayas that Yeish doesn't work. So what do they say for? Now the Tosfos and the Rosh do not answer everything, but they do answer the Gemara in Mem Gimel. What's the case? Basically, what do they answer the case in Mem Gimel? Let's just illustrate it. Let's review the case in Bava Basra Daf Mem Gimel for a moment. I mean, it goes on to Mdallah and Aleph. That's why I told them Mdallah and Aleph. But say, what's the case? The case is if Gazal Para Otalis Umachar Kanolukeach. Right? It starts with Eidus. What's the point? If I steal your Talis or Para and I sell it, the Lokeach is Kona. It's called Yeish Rishina Rishas. And therefore, you're Kashal Eidus on it now because you have no rights to it anyway. You're just a stranger. But Gazal That's why the original victim is possible Eidos because it's still his halachically. That's what it says. Now, what's the case? Says Tosfos, what's the case? says Tosos like this. If the case is before Yeyosh, then this is not true. Before Yeyosh, if you sell it, you have Shinu Rishos without Yeyosh. That's not Kona. Everyone knows Shinu Rishos without Yeyosh is not Kona. So therefore, we have to cross this out. So what's the only other option? The only option left is after Yeyosh. Right? There's only two options, before Yeyosh or after Yeyosh. So if this is after Yeyosh, then this is Nicha, after Yeyosh, Yeyosh and Shinu Rishos. And then this proves that Yeyosh eino kone karka. And that's his proof. Yeyosh doesn't work by karka. Okay, how do you get out of Tosus's proof? Da'agos Maronia says no problem. Ba'avli l'chud Yerushalmi l'chud. Tosus no problem. He likes his proof. How does Tosfos Bava Basra and the Russian Bava Basra and the Or Zarua going to get out of, I think I put that on the sheet also, going to get out of his proof? So they're going to say, no. They're going to say, what's the case? The case is the Para is after Yeyosh and the Sade is before Yeyosh. That's what they're going to say. They're going to say the case of the Para and the Talus was after Yeyosh, and then it's Nicha. This is called Yeyosh v'Shinoi Rishos. This is called Yeyosh v'Shinoi Rishos. But the case of the Sadeh was before Yeyosh. And therefore, Yeyosh would be Kone, but there's no Yeyosh. Oh, what's the downside of this pshat? How can you take the same Bryce and say one case is before Yeyosh, one case is after Yeyosh? So he says, not so crazy. I mean, you can decide how dochuk it is for yourself, right? But what's he going to say? Not so crazy. You know why one half the Bryce can be before Yeyosh and one half the Bryce can be after Yeyosh? Because it's not a case of before Yeyosh again, not a case of after Yeyosh. It's a case of Stam. Stam. The case is Stam. Oh, I didn't give names. This is, Tosos and Sukkah. And this is Tosos and Bava Basra. The case is Stam. In a Stam case, if I steal your Para and Talis, and I steal it well enough that I could take it someplace and sell it, Mistama, you're Misyayish. I stole your Talis, maybe for the first few minutes, but you're a Stam person, Misyayish. Okay, there's Taka, Big Machlokas, Tanoim, and Bava Basra is a Stam person who was stolen or robbed. Misyayish or not, but let's assume a Stam person is Misyayish. You're waiting for the subway in Times Square and you get pickpocketed. So as soon as you find you don't have your wallet, you're Misyayish. You don't think you're going to find it again. But a Stam people who they steal land from is not Misyayish. Why? Because he can't take it anywhere, right? The land seller. Now, maybe he'll be Misyayish eventually. But Menastam is not Misyayish, so therefore Tosma Rav says, not crazy to say that it's two different cases, because it's the same case of Stam. A Stam person, when you steal Metalphalon, is Misyayish, and when you steal Karka from him, is not Misyayish. Maybe I can even find a line where Tosma says that in Bava Basra, he says, Milsa de Shchicha Nakat. De Bekarka ain't regil Misyayish, Yisrael Gozla. Okay, Milsa de Shchicha. Okay, he doesn't say Stam, he says Milsa de Shchicha. Same thing, right? Milsa de Shchicha. Milsa de Shchicha, then Karka, if a Jew steals Karka, you're not Misyayish, because he'll eventually assume invested. And if a Jew steals a Parentalis, you are Misyayish. Because, like, how are you going to find your Parentalis anymore? You know, he took it far away. Go find the Parentalis. Okay, what's the defiya of Basra?
It's against Ravashi in our Gemara, no? Or Rava, if you want it.
Is that the case is, one second, before Yeyosh, by the Sade. It's after Yeyosh by the Parentalis, before Yeyosh by the Sade. Where is it? How is it against Ravashi? He says, you might think Stam Yeyosh is Stam Zeyosh Yeyosh Bailim. Okay, but the question is, what's the Kamashalim? Kamashalim is not Yeyosh Bailim? or Kamashvan, it is Yesh, or Kamashvan, it is Yesh Bailam, but Yesh Kadi will come, because this is Yesh Kadi. So, not so quick, my friend. Now, what about that ride from our Gemara? Basically, the Or Zeruah says the same thing. Tosfos Bava Basra doesn't, I don't think Tosfos Bava Basra quotes our Gemara. He doesn't quote Sukkah. I don't think. He only quotes some other Gemaras, which I haven't said yet in Gittin. But, how are you get out of our Gemara? Says the Or Zeruah. And here it's a little bit dochuk. Okay, I forgot the Makor, so I didn't have the copy of the Or Zeruah. But basically, what the Or Zeruah has to say is that the case of our Gemara is also before Yeish. The case of our Gemara is also before Yeish. And now, once he picks the Hadas, it's after Yeish. He has Yeish on the Hadas that's picked before Yeish by the Karka. Right? Once he picks the Hadas, there's Yeish. Our Gemara says there's Yeish for Shinu Rishos. Yeah, obviously, once the guy picks the Hadas, I'm Yeish and getting that Hadas back. But I'm not Mishyash on the Karka.
But it's already the Talmud.
Correct. But I'm not Mishyash on the Karka. Oh, what about the Diuk of Karka Ein and Exelis? Right? What about the Diuk of Karka Ein and Exelis? What was Tosa's Diuk? If Karka had been Exelis, you'd be Kona. But if for Yeush, then even if Karka wasn't Exelis, you wouldn't be Kona. So he just says, you have to. So the Urza word doesn't really say it so explicitly. Anyone have the Urza word here? Anyone have no chorus? He does say, he says, our case before Yeish. That he says very clearly. The Karka in Nixelis, what does Karka in Nixelis means? Perish. What is the perish of Karka in Nixelis? The Kaimelon de Stama in Misyaish. Okay, that maybe have to be Nimchak a little. Cases before Yeyosh. And don't be Medayek. That, basically, cases before Yeyosh. And don't be medayik that if Karka Nixelis, then he wouldn't be Kona. Right? Tosa says it must be a case where it's after Yeish, because if Karka was Nixelis, he'd be Kona. No, don't be medayik in this case that with Karka Nixelis, he would have been Kona. When they say Karka ain't Nixelis, they don't mean Karka ain't Nixelis. But there, if Karka had been Exelis, you'd be Kona. They just mean Karka and Exelis. You know, Karka is different than Metallica, and you're not Misyayish from Karka. They just mean to say there's no Yeish in Karka. Okay, so basically, you just say these two Gemaras and Sukkah of Basra are cased before Yeish, and you lose your Diuk. What I want to pick up with next time, Mirtz Hashem, is there are two more Rayas that Tosfos brings about Basra for himself, which I want to look at. Or maybe mentioned, maybe not. And the Ikra that I want to come back to next time, I'll give us a little more time to prepare, is what's the lumdus behind these shitas? Why should Yeish work in Karka? Why should Yeish not work in Karka? What's the svar of these two shitas? So we'll pick up Amir Tzashem on Thursday. We'll begin by discussing the svaras of these two shitas.